Hi, this is Megan Segura.
And this is Rachel Roberts.
And this is the Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Boop, boop. We've got a ton to talk about
we
today.
We sure do. I'm sorry we're starting so late. It's 5:59.
Yes.
On a Monday. Yeah. But I had to start late because I had to put in the Shaw's Super Teas, which just came out.
Right.
Megan was in charge.
Megan was in charge today.
Yeah.
She's the one that made it all happen.
Yes. You haven't watched it yet.
I haven't. I'm really excited. I've seen stills. Like, I've seen MJ in her wedding dress.
Right.
And I've seen people sitting down.
Yeah.
That's one of the stills.
We'll tease our interview and then we get to watch the trailer.
But before we talk about the Shaw's trailer, coming up later in the episode, we talk to Chief Stew Hannah Ferrier and Chef Adam Glick about everything going on in Below Deck this season.
They
Below
were
Deck
fun.
Mediterranean.
So. Yeah. They were fun and flirty?
I think so.
Okay. She put in the notes flirty. Flirty with you, flirty with each other.
They just both had flirty vibes.
Right.
I thought there
right.
was a great energy in that room.
Like, you could get it if you wanted it.
Ooh, yeah. Or she could. I think they both could.
All of us could.
Right. They took pictures with their wall, though, with our wall.
Oh, they loved our wall.
Yeah, yeah. They selfied with it, which was fun.
We're redoing our wall right now, which is the wall in our studio that has a bunch of memes printed out. So if you have any favorite Housewives memes, tweet us with hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Yeah.
Yes.
What deserves to be on the wall?
Nothing too mean, because people come into this room.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, Teresa's going to be in here, you guys.
Yeah. So. Be respectful.
Right.
I think my favorite thing is the Lisa Vanderpump with the swan walking down the street.
Oh, that's my favorite photo ever.
Yeah.
It's when Hanky was, or Panky, I don't know who it was, but it was sick. And then she's walking down the LA streets like with a swan.
Those swans seem mean.
Swans are mean. I mean, imagine they're mean because geese are very mean.
Right.
And they're in the same family.
Should we watch the Shaw's trailer?
Yes. I love Shaw's, by the way. I was in a meeting earlier today and we watched the, like, beginning of how did we get here, and there was just a montage of MJ dealing with her boobs.
I mean, those things are out of control.
Out of control.
All right, here we go.
Remember me, the one who said never?
Why go through all of this just so that you can get a divorce?
Guess what, motherfuckers, I'm getting married.
She looks amazing.
This season on Shaw's of Sunset.
Drunk Shaws are my favorite.
Clemens is not available right now. Please try your call again later.
Oh my god.
Guys, this is Nima.
Nima.
I got the
He's new.
And I got the rosé glass to go. Nima's feeling your ass a little bit.
I don't like that it's cheesy. You f***ing called off a marriage? You think I'm not gonna call off a marriage?
Ooh.
Next step, kids.
You gotta see how much money's left.
I don't even know if he wants kids.
You want to be there for me, or you want to be a...
Oopsie word.
I do everything. You do nothing.
We are gathered here today to unite Mercedes and Tommy.
Mercedes. She fell.
What happened?
We didn't really see Tommy much. That's the only thing that makes me sad. Oh, Rachel's wiping away tears.
I cried. MJ's dad.
I know.
It was such a journey last season.
So Asa and Shervin are not back as full cast members.
I noticed that. But I noticed Asa stirring up some stuff.
Well, we're going to see both her and Shervin this season.
Okay, so they will be back.
They will be back, yeah.
I see. I do think that Gigi was getting a Shalom cover-up tattoo.
Oh, that would make sense. I actually thought they were going to work it out.
Me
after
too.
Last year's reunion.
I know. I'm like kind of surprised. Mike, good luck.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, oh, but we saw a glimpse of a girl who is just the exact replica of his ex-wife.
Right, exactly. Or just very like, I think she'll get along with everyone.
Right.
Based on the 2 seconds that I saw. I think she could hang with that crew.
Can I say, though, respect to Jessica. She has stood strong since that betrayal.
Yes. She could have, because I think that they still loved each other.
Yes.
So it's like, she could have gone back. I still kind of was hoping we would maybe see her again.
I know, just because I like her so much. Yes. But I'm also like that she's like, no, you put me through some stuff. I'm not going to do it again.
Right. I just wish that, like, I hate hearing his mom be like, someone that deserves you.
Right.
How about that you deserve?
Right.
You know?
You got to work for it, buddy.
Yeah. But maybe, yeah. I mean, I think he's going through a lot of soul searching. So we'll see. Anyway, and then there's, of course, the wedding.
I know.
She falls down.
Yes. Well, like Charlotte's wedding in Sex and the City.
Oh, yes.
It's all good luck, right?
Yeah, yeah. Everything
the worse
bad.
The wedding, the better the marriage.
Yes. See? Aw. I love Tommy. I really hope, I hope we do see him.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Yeah. But the Reza husband stuff.
Yeah. I think it's all about babies.
I know. But I was really moved by Reza all last season wanting to adopt.
Right.
So I think that's probably what it's more about. I hope. I don't know.
We'll
anyway,
see.
This is all conjecture. I literally only know what we saw.
The new season comes out August 2nd at 9, 8 Central.
Not soon enough.
I know. What else is on the docket for today?
Oh, news? Does that count as news?
That counts as news.
Because we didn't say, you guys, we're newsing and boozing. You can't hear a clink because...
We're in paper cups.
We're in paper cups because that's apparently how we're doing it now, Grace.
Because season two is budget.
Last year we had fancy crystal glasses.
You gotta make cuts where you can, guys. But yes, because we started late, we had some time to get some booze.
Yeah.
What are we drinking?
Whiskey and Diet Coke.
Whoop. Classic.
Whoop. Because we're bitches on a diet.
Yes.
But Diet Coke stolen not from our friends in marketing, but from our friends on the 11th floor.
We don't have friends on the 11th floor. You just stole Diet Coke.
You're just stealing now. Is everyone you steal from your friend, Grace?
It was either going to go to us or some corporate hacks.
On 11, those of you who want to know about 30 Rock, on 11 is where a lot of corporate meetings happen, and they'll put out fancy schmancy drinks like Diet Coke and Sprite.
And then there's always leftovers.
I'm basically Robin Hood.
Right. That's true. That was a clue on my New York Times crossword puzzle yesterday.
Oh.
Who is Robin Hood's foe?
This is why I don't do the Sundays. So our next news story is a little bit sad. We found out from NeNe Leakes this week that her husband Greg has cancer, but that he's fighting it. We know he was in the hospital in May because she canceled a couple of her comedy performances, and now she's revealed this is why, but he's fighting it, and he's doing well.
Poor Greg.
We can't even talk about it.
Oh, God, Rachel.
I love Greg Leakes,
I know.
Like, so much.
But I think that he's going to be okay. He has the love of NeNe on his side.
It's true.
He has all his fans' thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And as she says, hashtag fuck cancer.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Yeah, I just love Greg. But sending all of our love to the Leakes family.
But yeah, we just saw NeNe in here in the spring, so.
I know. God.
Hopefully.
And she was like so lovely and positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So may that continue.
Absolutely.
What else do you have for us? Something yeah. Cheery, Grace.
Yeah, well, it is cheery. Monique Samuels from The Real Housewives of Potomac is pregnant.
I am so excited. She was just in here recently, too.
She was.
That's right.
I was.
Could you tell? Was there a glow?
Maybe she was pregnant.
I'm going to pull up our pictures with her right now.
I don't think you're going to know.
Well, because she posted a baby bump picture on Instagram, so you can tell now for sure.
Do you think that's why she's in like a peplum-y top?
Peplum is always a sign of pregnancy.
Mm.
So, yeah. Grace, are you trying
or
to tell
PMS?
Us something?
I'm not peplum-y.
But you looked it down, like, to make sure.
Just eating good.
Gullible's written on the ceiling.
I'm not going to look.
Do we know, like, gender or anything like that?
We don't know anything like that, but she announced the pregnancy in the most housewives way possible while kind of, like, shading what's going on in the show right now.
Yeah.
She said, I'm way too happy to be bothered. I'm full of life, literally.
Ugh.
With the hashtags blessed and party of five, because this poster fell off the wall. Hashtag party of five, because this will be her third child.
Oh, I'm so happy, because they really wanted to have another baby. Do you know what this means?
What?
reunion pregnancy.
Oh, yes.
She'll be pregnant at the reunion.
I love a baby bump at the reunion.
Me too. I hope she's like
popping.
Bumping. Well, congrats, Monique. We're so happy for you.
Yes. Bring in the baby next time.
I know. What if it's twins?
No one ever brings their babies in. I want that.
Candy brought an Ace once.
God, I would have freaked out.
Ace was
out.
In the building. Which, by the way, have you been on Instagram recently? Ace is like a child now.
A man.
I remember he wasn't even a twinkle in her eye. Anyway. Well, let's move on to this week's shows.
Yes.
Starting with Potomac. This week we see Giselle getting kicked out. The whole Karen O charity dinner with Kendall there, the awkward like bumping with them not talking to each other. And I was like, Potomac really goes in. What other show are you inviting people's exes to an event to like rattle them?
Right.
And what I found fascinating is that Karen at the time didn't know that Sherman and Giselle had broken up.
Karen has absolutely no idea that Sherman and I just broke up. So for her to invite Sherman's horse face ex-wife, Karen's on a whole new level of messiness.
Right. So it's like extra, like, I don't even know.
What she was trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, have there been any other instances?
Well, I try to think of some. And okay. I pulled it together, I think. Well, obviously Ramona inviting Missy.
Oh, right. Mm.
Classic.
Missy! My Missy, I've been missing my Missy. Why?
Just a reminder, Missy was the girl that Tom was dating when he met Luann and sort of continued to flirt with her even after they were married. Ramona should know better. That's just not cool.
Which is just like proves that this is just getting under somebody's skin.
Yes.
Or attempting to,
yes.
I think. This is maybe a bit of a stretch.
I love a stretch.
Okay, but Vicky inviting Tamara's ex
gay
husband.
Yes.
Betrayal. And I think it was probably just to get under Tamara's skin.
Right.
And then you found out him spreading that rumor about Eddie.
You told me the rumor. And she even said that Tamara knew about the rumor.
Wait a minute. So do you know if Eddie's gay or not?
I saw him making out with a guy.
Wait, hold on. Back it up.
Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye. I'll see you later.
No, making out with
the
Wait.
So you were Tamara's best man
in
her wedding. Why wouldn't you tell Tamara
that her husband was maybe not all about her?
Yeah.
Because I thought that was something they were just into.
That Tamara already knew.
I thought she was okay with that.
I don't want to know this.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Sorry. What?
Tell me more.
Right, that he saw Eddie kissing a man.
Right, right.
Which I'm not buying.
I have a question for you. Do you think Monique is just as guilty or, I don't know what the word is, like, do you think she, like
culpable?
Culpable or like
complicit in the scheme?
Yeah, because she has a whole conversation with Kendall on camera at her house, and Kendall's like, well, Giselle never called me. I had to find out she was dating Sherman from my kid.
So I thought it was disrespectful.
It's definitely that and
because she never even had the decency as a woman to call me and tell me that she was dating him. Like, why is my son telling me, oh, Mom, I saw your friend at Dad's house? I'm like, who?
That's how you found out?
That's how I found out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right, because as we know, in Housewives world, it's not just when you meet up together. It's like anything on camera that then goes into the zeitgeist and the world, you're, you know, culpable for.
Yeah. No, I think it's not great to do that to Giselle.
No. Well, I wanted to bring up Giselle's blog. Because in the show, she's very like, I'm not going to talk about her or anything. Like,
right.
But in her blog.
Oh, different story.
Yeah.
Because I have to say, I kind of admired that about her.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I know, but it's like, don't, if you don't give it life, it's fine.
Right.
But I will say, I don't blame Kendall. I think it's crazy for the other housewives to bring her in.
Right.
But Kendall, I think, has a reason to be upset if what she says is true, which is she found out that her good friend was dating her ex-husband because her kid was like, hey, I saw your friend at the house.
Okay, Giselle in her blog maintains that she does not know Kendall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a photo of them? There was a photo of them.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what she says. I would never call, capital letters, Sherman's ex-wife because I don't have her phone number, capital letters. She's an acquaintance, someone that you say hi to at a party and keep it moving. I have never asked her about her kids because until I started dating Sherman, I didn't know anything about them. Out of respect for Sherman, I have nothing else to say about her except that the thirst is real.
Whoa. Okay, because if she's telling the truth, then I'm back on Giselle's side completely, where I'm like, right. Well, that's,
don't really know someone, yeah. It's a small town, all these people, and like Sherman seems, he knows Juan, they like know each other,
yeah,
you know, I don't know,
yeah,
it's all very interesting. Yeah, the other one I thought of, which I don't know if it counts really, it's just like bringing up an ex, mm-hmm. is Gina Keough always kind of being on Simon's side with Tamara.
Yes, and Dawn's with Vicky.
Yes, and Dawn's with Vicky. She was always on their side.
Yeah. She was always just more of a guy's girl, I think, than a girl's girl.
Right. I agree. Maybe, yeah. I mean, her husband was like sports. He mm-hmm. played. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
My favorite is the Vanderpump Rules version of this. With like Vegas girl.
Oh my, Miami girl.
Girl.
Yes.
The greatest example ever, Grace. I was thinking Housewives. How could I forget?
She flew herself all the way across the country. You don't do that unless you slept with him. The bottom line is I just want the truth to come out. If Tom and Ariana break up and I happen to be sitting front row sipping on my Cosmo, that's just the icing on the cake.
Immediately, I put it together. Kristen's right there. With a front row seat, she put this together. She made this happen. What a f***ing nut job.
Like the pure pettiness of just being like, I ran into this girl.
I want to know what Miami girl, like what her day-to-day is like.
To me, in my mind, she works at like a waxing place.
Oh, that's such a great read on her. Because I think you're right.
Right? That's what she does.
Waxes during the day, but goes to pool parties at like the casino yes. resorts at night to find
eligible bachelors.
Right.
Bravo
right.
Labs. I don't
right,
know.
Right, right. Club promoters know her.
Yes.
She maybe now has Miami Girl in her Instagram handle description.
Yeah.
Right. What would her Real Housewives tagline be?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we decided a new segment on the show.
Should be, what would their Real Housewives tagline be?
Just for extra
yeah,
characters?
Yeah, it's just us fun. Coming up with it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah. So, Miami Girl. I'm back!
Turns around with an orange. It's about Tom I got here.
Oh, mixing shows.
Tom Sandoval. I see it. I didn't get it at first, but now that I get it, I think it's great.
I always feel like Housewives taglines are best in the form, like, I might be Miami girl, but
my name's Alicia.
Oh, right. I might be Miami girl, but I'm from Wisconsin.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Let's move on to some other shows this week.
But yeah, I just wanted to focus on like the pettiness levels going on yes. Potomac are like extra high, and I love it.
Who would you say was the biggest breaker of girl code in this situation?
I think it's Karen.
Okay, yeah.
Because I think that Monique and Giselle don't go so far back, and so they don't have like a loyalty to each other, whereas like Karen and Giselle really do.
I don't know, it might be Monique though, because inviting her to her house.
Yeah
and asking about after dark in the park or right. whatever.
Right,
I can see that she's actually really hurting about the situation, and I don't really want to kick her while she's down.
We had broken up once right. like 4 years into the marriage.
Was that the whole park after dark situation?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that was a painful, painful time.
We're just saying, the levels of girl code breaking and pettiness high on Potomac this season. So if you're sleeping on it, get it together because people are inviting people's ex-wives around.
Yes. Okay, so moving on to Southern Charm, but sticking with the idea of girl code.
Yes, yes.
Who do you think broke girl code more? Victoria or Chelsea? Interesting. Explain.
Because, like, maybe not girl code, but just like life code.
Okay.
Like, you know you're still into Austin. You know that that photo looks fishy. Don't defend it. It's kind of like Ramona. It's like, don't defend it. Just say like, yeah, that probably wasn't cool. I, you know, me and Austin have a very close relationship and probably I'm going to have to take a step back because like it obviously is affecting your relationship with him.
Right.
And if you want him to be happy.
Yes.
Walk away.
Okay, I am inclined to say Victoria because I think Victoria should know Chelsea better than Chelsea knows herself. And even though Chelsea says, it's cool, you can go out with Austin.
It's obviously not.
Victoria should know. Nah. If they're such good friends, especially, I get it. Weird.
But like, I was kind of confused, and maybe this is just me not understanding, but so they haven't talked for a really long time.
Right.
But because of Austin?
Yeah, like I think Chelsea gave her blessing. Sure, it's cool, Victoria. You can go ahead and date my ex, Austin. And then...
See, that's Chelsea's fault.
Right. I mean...
Cake and eat it too.
Yeah, but Victoria, don't even get to that level where you're, I don't know, thinking about it.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I think breaks the girl code the most. Austin.
I mean, Austin is... Something else.
Yeah. I mean,
talk about wanting your cake and eating it too.
Could you imagine being Victoria and watching him in this episode be like, when his friend is like, who I loved, by the way,
I forget
what her name was now, but she was like fucking awesome, like join the cast.
Alexandra is my best girlfriend. Victoria has this problem with Chelsea. So like, can I only be like, hey, Chels, thanks for coming. You remember my parents, right? And then like, get the out of there.
No, before, I think,
you know, Victoria,
I think you should be respectful of Victoria, but you should also be friendly with who you want to be friendly with.
Right.
Which one do you like better? If it isn't Victoria, I'd be like losing my mind at home. The fact, like, it's Victoria. You're dating her. You potentially will spend the rest of your life with this person. You're supposed to be in love with this person. It's Victoria. It's not Chelsea.
And then she had, which is weird to me, she had never met Chelsea before or Victoria.
Right.
And then she saw him interacting with both at this beer tasting party and said, you're lying to yourself, Austin. It's clearly Chelsea.
It's bullshit. That's what she says. And I agree.
Who's my favorite? It's different. It's different for...
I don't know if it's different.
It is.
It's bullshit. It's total bullshit.
Austin, what are you doing?
Making poor decisions, but apparently great beer.
Because, look, I get it on one hand. Chelsea's not available to him, right?
Right, right.
But on the other hand, move away from her friend pool.
I agree. Like, there's 1,000 fish in the sea. More than that, actually. There's like 8 billion people in the world. 6 billion. Anyway, choose one of them.
Right.
He's coming in later on this week after we film this, and I have a lot of things to say.
Yeah, Rachel was like, I am very upset with Austin. Oh, wait, I see he's coming into the office. Are you going to confront him?
I think I might be like, so some might say dating your friend, your ex's friend is just automatically going to put you in a bad position.
You know
position.
What I want to ask? How did you and Victoria start hanging out?
Yes, the origin
what
stories.
At what point did you ask for Chelsea's permission? Mm-hmm.
Watching now, do you see why people kind of hate you?
Yes.
Or, like, do you see how, like, unfair it is to them both? That's a fair question, right? Tweet me. Let me know if I can ask that. The theme of the week is clearly girl code.
Yeah.
And so, rightfully so, it goes back to the singer-songwriter Luann de Lesseps.
Yes.
Of girl code.
Yes.
Because I think I don't think I've ever been more mad at Ramona, like, until
ever?
Now. Ever. I think this is real bad.
The fact that she invited herself to Tom's New Year's Eve party. Here's what. So I was watching the episode and I was like, why is everyone so mad? And then it hadn't clicked, but then it clicked for me. This was after Luann was arrested.
Yes, and went through all of that. They all know it. 4 days later, you're begging Tom to get on.
That's weird.
First of all, I heard through the grapevine that, can you imagine, that Ramona was calling Tom to try to get invited to his party on the boat that the rehearsal dinner was on for our wedding.
It's one thing to be
weird
like, well, look,
word.
I was friends with Tom before you, Luann. You know, I could understand that reasoning until the fact that Luann got arrested, because obviously she's still so upset.
Right, in Palms. And it would be one thing if she got arrested in, like, Denver. She got arrested in Palm Springs.
Be more concerned about being there for Luann instead of going to Tom's party on his yacht.
Because the other thing is, she's acting as if Tom is some, like, great guy. Like, you didn't even really like him. Like, he ditched you for Luann. You were all resentful about it in that clip.
And, like, he's called you out, Ramona.
Yeah.
He's like, we went out, like, once or twice. And she was like,
So why are you so, like, desperate to get on this guy's yacht?
Yeah.
Double entendre. I was going to say, like, desperate to get on this. But no, it's not. I don't know where I was going with that. Sorry, I'm a little drunk now. Cut that.
No, leave that in.
I just was so mad at her. Yeah. And you know what made me more mad? Okay, maybe you did that. It was a bad decision. But every time Ramona refuses to take ownership, she's like, well, my friend made me.
I do not want to hurt Luann, but I did nothing wrong, in my opinion.
You were in Palm Beach when you were here?
My girlfriend, Lori, was there. I'm her guest, and she goes, you know what? Tom is having a party, and I'd really like to go. Can you call him? I go, I don't know if I feel really good about it, so we'll call him. And so I'm like, all right, I'll text him.
No, no one made you. Did she take your hand and force you to click the buttons on your phone? No, you made that decision. Just say, and even Bethany at the table was like, I'm sorry I did that. Like, giving her the lines, and she couldn't do it. And so many things made me so mad. And the fact that she was like, well, you didn't invite me to the wedding, so, like, let's call a spade a spade. As if that, like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I wasn't even invited to the wedding, so let's call a spade a spade. Oh, God.
What I also was thinking, forget if the girls found out. Forget if Luann found out. What if, like, someone like Page Six found out? How bad would that make Ramona look
right to
everyone?
Well, that's why I loved when Luann was like, I would be mad, but it's pathetic what she did.
I could be completely upset with Ramona. But I kind of feel sorry for her.
Well, we said to her afterwards.
It's kind of pathetic what she did.
I was like, oh, Luann. I love everything that's happening right now. I just was like, because, like, in the world of Housewives, there's lines. And it's like, what happened to Luann is clearly very serious. And it's crossing a different level. So when you don't take that seriously and, like, respect it, it's like, just, like, come on, you know?
So the other thing about this episode that was really sticking with me was this whole Dorinda versus Sonia thing. Okay, so Sonia, she's showing off her new shoes, which, by the way, congratulations. We didn't know that Sonia Morgan New York was really going to... No one knew where it was going.
Some might have been skeptical.
Right, some. Some people.
Not us, but some.
Well, she got a licensing deal. Good for her. Right. So she's making a pair of loafers, and they have a deer on it because it is from the Morgan family crest, that deer.
Right, and it's Christmas time. Red deer on your shoes. Who doesn't love it?
Maybe weird. But hey, they're cute shoes.
Right.
Dorinda refused to be supportive.
It's not that she refused to be supportive. Literally, she said, I would feel like a f***ing idiot. Or I don't think she said f***ing. I would feel like an idiot.
Wait a second. Do you really have a family crest?
Yeah, I wear this every day.
Who's your family?
This is from my ex-husband.
Oh, your husband's family. Pretty. They're beautiful, actually. But I would feel like an idiot to walk around in Ralph's family's tartan.
And it's like, that's not saying, like, that's kind of weird. It's saying you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And calling you an idiot to your face. Like, come on, man. Like, and also, we know that Sonia is very deeply still connected to her ex, to that house. Her daughter's name is, she's a Morgan. Who knows what goes into marrying into that family? So, like, I don't know. It's not about that. It's obviously not about that at all. It's that Dorinda has a problem with Sonia.
Right. And so I wanted to find out, when did this begin? Because Dorinda really has been riding Sonia a lot this season.
It happened that summer that she talked in the press about it, and we came back to the new season.
So I think it might have happened just a little bit even before that.
Okay. The Berkshires. I'm sorry. I'm excited.
Okay.
Whoa, I wish you guys could see what I'm looking at.
I
pulled together some research.
I really wish that you had like a board.
Yeah,
like,
with the
like Homeland.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
Okay. Season 7. This is the first time Dorinda is introduced.
Paint the picture.
The Real Housewives of New York ladies. She and Sonia are fine. Yeah, she thinks Sonia is a little kooky. She doesn't really get why Sonia is mad at her and Ramona's friendship, but they're okay. They sit next to each other at the season 7 reunion. That's also the season Dorinda took care of Sonia. Remember, and she's like, I party with John John.
Oh, and John John's dead.
Right.
I party with John John Kennedy and Madonna all the time.
Well, John John's dead, so that's difficult.
Grace loves that moment.
It's one of my favorites.
Right. It's like, well, that's what I think is like indicative of what Bethany's saying. It's like, it's not even a fair fight. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
It's just also that moment and this can you wear your ex's crest on your loafers are just two of the waspier moments.
Oh, yeah.
Oh right. Yeah. That just tickle my Northeastern pickle. Soul.
Somebody said something in this episode to the effect of like, Luann being reintroduced to society. And it's like, such words. To be introduced at all to society and then reintroduced. Wasp.
All right, going back to my research.
Yes, yes.
Season 8, Dorinda and John, that was like sort of the focal point of the season. Everyone hated John. Guess who was supportive? Sonia.
Right. Is this the beginning of the season bra party?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So then Sonia is kind of spiraling downward. Bethany's very upset with her because she's doing the tipsy girl thing.
Right. Oh,
and
I remember
Dorinda
that.
Says, hey, I'm going to disinvite you from the Berkshires.
There's too much drama going around with you.
Yeah. Sonia, not happy. But it's fine. Then we get to season 8 reunion. We go back to the bra party.
Yes.
And Andy Cohen is like, so Bethany.
Bethany, so then John charges into the bra party.
Yes.
And you said you want to go blow some lines, you want to go do some rails and talk about it. And it sounds like you're referring to Coke.
I am. Then comes the most awkward conversation where Dorinda's like, I don't. And then Sonia goes, we all know you do drugs, Dorinda.
Why are you insinuating that you know I do drugs? That's a
horrible
thing.
Everybody knows you do drugs.
I don't do drugs.
Everybody knows.
How would I do all these drugs and stuff when Hannah lives with me? I'm home every night. No. I'm in the...
Dorinda, just drop it.
Yeah, I think you should drop it.
We decided we're not going to go there.
Okay. Right, and she didn't even have a dog in that fight.
Right.
Sonia could have just like sat back. But maybe it was just kind of like hearing...
I think she was maybe a little mad about the Berkshires not being invited.
Oh, no. Remember, Dorinda herself told us that.
Yes.
Like, one of our first interviews on this podcast was with Dorinda. And I remember her being like, us asking her, like, what's going on with you two? And you're like, she was like, I really think it goes back to the Berkshires and me not inviting her. It's so crazy that she's like taking it to this level.
Yeah.
You know, the last time we as fans saw you was at the reunion. And it kind of ended with what I felt was a bombshell, which was Sonia making a crazy drug accusation.
It was all, and you know what? Based on, I have no, you know, first of all, I don't even, Sonia and I were never friends before the show. I actually knew of Sonia because she was good friends with Ramona. But, you know, there's the old saying, judge me by the people I avoid.
Mm.
Okay. So I never knew her. She lived a different life than I did. And for someone that has no basis and, you know, to say something so dreadful and hurtful to not only me, but to my family was stunning. But the good news is, as I said, when people asked me about it, I said, consider the source.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, from this moment on, that's when it started. Because we get into the new season. And like you said, over the summer, Dorinda says Sonia was talking about her in the press. And it's just like, from then on, it's been this craziness. And now we're in season 10.
I
and
just
it's
got
still
a
going.
Flash of that episode of New York, maybe like season 4, when it was like, unless it's season 3, but I think it's 4, when Jill and Bethany were like breaking down and they're like holding the paper
mm-hmm.
and being like, what did she say about who? What is that about? You would know.
Yes. No, they're sitting in Jill's Hamptons house.
Yes.
And it's someone talking about, I think it's Ramona.
And it's like they have the paper.
Yes.
The physical paper.
Yes.
Anyway.
This is like watching scientists. Historians.
I mean, we're going to win a Pulitzer Prize for this. Doing.
So there's really no big, I don't know, end point, except that it really is all about the cocaine.
Well, as we learned on Bev, it's a line you don't cross,
right?
Or do.
Oh!
See what I did?
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
And we're done. So in doing all of this, I did find a clip that I've included. Grace, please play the audio because it's my favorite. But it's Sonia. She's very upset with Dorinda. And she's like, why was it not okay for me to come to the Berkshires, but it was okay for me to come to your dry cleaning party? I'm at the dry cleaners. And Dorinda gets so mad. She calls it the dry cleaners.
For you in the Berkshire.
By the way, Bethany, I was invited to the dry cleaner party. I guess that was a better atmosphere for me.
Well, I wasn't invited to the dry cleaner party. You don't see me crying.
Well, I'm saying the dry cleaner, you stupid idiot. He has 80 employees at a 55-year-old party.
She invites me to the dry cleaner party. That's a really good atmosphere. Why wouldn't you have me in the safety of your private home in the Berkshire so I could fall asleep on your couch and you can take care of me?
Because John knows how to clean up messes.
It's Madame Paulette to you, Sonia Morgan.
You are such an idiot.
Hostess. That was the same reunion of like, I'm going to call him.
Yes.
That's a great reunion. Next week looks insane. Like literally Dorinda and Sonia are like bosom to bosom yelling at each other.
Are you f***ing kidding me? That's my family. Are you going there? Are you f***ing going there?
Oh my God.
But they like, it's like it's coming to fruition. I feel like this week was like, tenderizing
setting up for
the meat.
Something.
Yeah. And then next week we get to eat it.
Yeah, because they're in Connecticut, right?
Yes.
Connecticut's the new Berkshires.
Right. That poor place. They're like, we're never allowing housewives back here again. Yeah, so that was great. Good detective work.
Thank you.
A plus.
Thank you.
Now on to our interview with Hannah and Chef Adam.
Do you guys feel like Adam was giving...
bedroom eyes?
Yes, f*** me eyes.
That's what I was saying with my flirty comment.
To us?
To everyone.
Everyone.
I think Adam maybe, like, didn't...
get a lot of sleep?
No, I was going to say, like, he didn't let it out during the season.
Oh.
And then he lives, like, alone in a van.
He's like, I'm in New York.
I'm in New York. There's women. He's like a sailor. Coming into port.
Fleet week.
On the town.
Didn't make a move.
Next time, Megan.
I'm saving myself for Steve Gold. Everyone knows this. Every time I say that, can you please play him saying my name?
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Hey, everyone. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Megan.
And we are sitting here with new MDL agent, Steve Gold.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Rachel.
Well, Rachel.
How is Steve? So fucking crazy.
He's the most beautiful man I've ever seen. To be clear, I'm not the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I don't get it, but I'm here for it, Steve.
Oh, I swear I just kept looking around the room like, what is happening? Am I not here?
I was in the world, it was just me and him. That's all I know. Our entire universe was in each other's eyes.
I think you didn't pull the trigger after that interview.
What am I going to do? So, Steve, can I get your card?
Slide into his DMs.
Oh,
like,
shut up.
Yes.
Well, another reason why I didn't say hi to them last week is because they came on a day that I looked crazy. I was wearing, like, shorts and, like, a tank top. I don't know what I was wearing to work.
I just remember you forgot your glasses.
And I forgot my... Oh, no. Last week when they came into the office.
Oh.
No, that day. Yeah, I forgot my glasses.
But so apparently I looked even... beautiful.
Yeah. But to stop talking about Steve Gold for 5 seconds, let's get in our interview with Hannah and Adam. They had maybe some chemistry.
Yeah, you'd be the judge.
Yeah.
Well, when I was on Watch What Happens Live, Andy was like, oh, who would you most like to come and work as a stew? And I was like, that f***ing crazy Brandy chick, man. She'd be fun on a night out. She wouldn't clean a toilet to save her life, but she would be so fun to get wasted with.
God, I wish I knew what the f*** you were talking about.
Okay, we're here with
Hannah and Adam. Thank you for being here.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
So we are starting season three, but I kind of want to know, how was the break from season two? What has kept you guys busy all this time?
Well, I was in a whole bunch of therapy.
There it is.
Went through some trust issues. No, so I did some work in Sydney on some friends' yachts and did a lot of traveling. So spent a few months in south of France and, yeah, then came and did season three.
Well, I've been on a little self-mission to get out there and figure out what really makes me happy. And I built this incredible conversion van with my dad years ago and decided it was time to just start using it for the right reasons. So I'm traveling across the country, handing out apples, jazz apples.
What? Like, yeah. Johnny Appleseed?
Yeah. Literally handing out apples. Just That's to get amazing. People to eat them and taste them. It's a better apple.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do you feel like you found your purpose?
I absolutely do. It feels so much better to have been... I've literally been outdoors for about the last year.
I like honestly see his Instagram when I'm at home watching Bravo and I'm like, oh my god, I need to go for a walk. Yeah, like his Instagram inspires you to get out and do
things. And I'm just really trying to do that and just inspire people to get outdoors, and if nothing else, you got to feed yourself while you're out there. So
why come back for season three?
For obvious reasons. I knew I could do such a better job than was portrayed in season one, and I just wanted to come back and show everyone that I'm a better chef than that.
Did you feel like you had something to kind of maybe prove?
Absolutely. Or? I felt like I had my tail between my legs and down on my luck, and I felt like it was time to come back and do a better job. For better or worse, I wanted to try, at least.
Did you feel like you succeeded?
You're just going to have to wait and see.
Do you feel like he succeeded?
No, I think Adam did. Adam knocked it out of the park this season. Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
I actually think, to be honest, it's probably the most explosive Below Deck. And there's just everything this season. There's like the crazy charter guests. There's the romances that, you know, some go good, some go bad. There's like so much tension amongst the crew. There's tension between, you know, Chief Stew and Captain. It's almost like I watched episode one and it was so funny because my girlfriend went like, I don't know where they're going to go from there, because like it seems like we started at like 500 k's an hour, and I was like, the crazy thing is it's actually going to just build like a normal season. It's just started at the top already, you know. Wow. There's just so much this season. It's just, yeah, I actually feel really sorry for the people who have to edit it, because
it was a lot. There was a lot going on this season. There's so many different triangles happening.
I mean,
take it what you want to call it. I think it was romantic.
Does it involve both of you?
Yeah, you look at each other. What's going on here?
I wasn't in any triangles. I was in a straight line for baby face.
Straight beeline baby face. Oh, yeah.
I think, like, in the trailer, I actually started cracking up, and my mom was like, Hannah, because I was like, I don't know whether to bang you or give you a bottle. My mom was like, oh, I'm so proud of my daughter.
I'm proud of her, I'm proud of her, yeah. I'm proud of her.
She's not on crack.
Or is she?
Exactly.
Oh, God, I want to know about that. What is it like having your parents watch? Are you ever like, don't watch this episode, Mom? Like, please.
So the good thing is both my parents don't have cable, so they don't watch anything unless I give it to them. So they get to watch like maybe one or two episodes a season, and the rest, yeah, no. Especially the funniest thing is, especially with my dad, because it's like, you know, I'll be talking about like hot guys or like oiling down someone's six pack or something. I'm like, this is really uncomfortable. Like, I don't want my dad seeing me like this.
Absolutely. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
My parents are just like, you didn't punch anyone this time, did you?
Good.
So I really set the bar.
Yeah.
Well, so Malia and Wes are not here this season. Does that have anything to do with you?
Who's me? No, I don't. I think it was up to Sandy as to who she wanted to bring back this season. And, you know, she picked Hannah and I over those folks. So.
Hannah's making a face that suggests this isn't the truth.
What? I don't... excuse me? Go on.
I think I'll plead the fifth.
Oh, come on.
No, like, I just don't really know how much of it is.
I think, I mean, the question is whether or not Malia and Wes came back because of me, and the answer is
Sandy chose
not to hire him. Right? I mean, what else could it possibly be?
I don't know.
No, I think having couples on board, they kind of sign their own death wish on that one, you know? You become a couple, you can be rehired or you will be banished. So I think in this case it was more banishment.
Mm. So they're still together as far as you guys know? Do you keep in contact?
Yeah, I just found out the other day they are.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well played.
Adorable.
Well played, maestro.
So have you guys talked since the reunion?
Malia and I have. Wes and I have not. Wes, he just can't seem to get past it. But yeah, Malia and I have spoken. Do you speak with him?
I don't speak with anyone.
You were telling me earlier that you and Bobby, not at all, ever again.
No.
Signed and sealed.
Yeah. The reason I liked Bobby in the first place is because he was that kind of like nice, really good, dopey guy, you know? And then when the niceness goes away and there's just a dopey prick, yeah, you don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. To put it nicely.
So, Hannah, I wanted to ask you about last season since we're talking about that still. Do you still keep in contact with the Dallas guy?
Mm. Oh, Jason. No. Yes. No, I don't.
He and I are going to have a drink later tonight.
Oh, you know I'm good, thanks.
Are you, like, afraid of iPads now? Because I would be forever.
I'm definitely scared of technology and this iCloud and everything, just like...
This whole cloud thing has got me really f***ed up.
Yeah. No, I think I'm definitely more aware now of how... But you know what? The funniest thing was is I actually had so much, so many fans and things like that. They come up to me and they're like, I had a woman come up to me in the street and she's like, that's how I found out my husband was cheating on me. Because I was on his iPad at home and he was texting his mistress from the bathroom and her replies were bouncing up on my iPad. So it's actually quite a common way for people to get caught cheating.
Yeah.
Wow. So both of us were single, so I don't actually see the massive deal in it. But,
right. You
know. It is actually a way that can, like, yeah, you can catch out your husband or wife doing the dirty.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
The worst.
Yeah, not great.
Mm-mm. No.
We love to ask people this. Any crazy, DMs on Instagram from fans?
Oh, my God.
I
seriously never realized how batshit crazy people were until going on TV.
That is my daily inspiration.
I actually had a guy who thought that God had put me on the show for him to find me. And then I didn't respond to one message, but then he started having a full relationship with me. And I, like, at first I thought it was funny, but then, like, he was like, I'd changed countries. And he's like, I've been pacing the house all night worried about you. You don't even tell me when you move from LA to France. Like, I can't go on like this. And, like, then, like, started giving me death threats. So I had to actually, like, call the police because he was like... And then, like, his last message ever before I blocked him was, you've probably got an STD anyway. I'm like, what a great sign off. Like,
oh, my God. That's scary. Usually it's, like, a funny story.
I don't know. I still think maybe it could have been true love.
The opportunity. Maybe I lost my one opportunity.
Nice.
Do you ever respond to yours?
Oh, of course.
He gets laid all the time via his DM.
Who needs Bumble when you've got a good Instagram account?
Wow. Wow.
So that's what all the nature pictures are really for.
Yeah. No, I think it's really actually mostly entertaining. The messages I get are hilarious, to say the least. And it's more the images and videos that I get.
Yeah.
That those really take the cake. You know, I'll be like, hey, buddy, come here real quick. This one always sends me a good one. Like, check us out.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
But true.
So different experiences.
The best part is you don't have to even write back. The videos just keep coming. Same person over and over and over again, year after year.
What kind of life do you have, like, you actually sit at home and, like, send a stranger on Instagram dirty videos of yourself?
Right? I mean, you'd have to, like, really...
He's putting his leg up on the table to demonstrate.
She's probably got her best friend doing it for her.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Yeah, and I don't know why, but I attract a lot of foot fetish people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, please post a photo of those sexy toes. And, like, and the funniest ones always start with, so I'm not a weirdo, but. There's always the but. And when you start like that, you are definitely a weirdo.
Amazing.
We want to talk a little about Captain Sandy this season. Last season, she was kind of, like, easy breezy. This season, we're hearing maybe not so much.
She was a tough cookie to please this year.
Yeah.
Poor Hannah.
No comment from Hannah.
Hannah gags in her mouth a little bit every time the subject comes up.
No. Yeah, it was definitely a different season. Honestly, I kind of feel like she might have overcorrected. Like, if you're, like, so chilled out, to go from super chilled out to, like, where she went, was maybe a bit much. Like, I think that was a bit of an overcorrection, but that's just my point of view. What do you think?
I could see some hints of that for sure. Yeah,
I always wonder, you guys always go off and, like, party together in between charters. Do the captains ever come with you, or is it, like, absolutely not?
No,
that would be weird.
They usually,
most of my captains have.
Yeah.
There might be the difference between West Coast yachting and med yachting, though. There's, like, a fine line in med yachting where it's like, no, you're crew, I'm captain. We keep it separate. And on the West Coast, it's like beers and cigarettes all day. Like, it's a completely different rule of thumb.
No, but I think as well, like, no, I've always had our captains join us.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just not Sandy. Sandy's not into it. Which I understand.
Yeah.
You know.
Sandy doesn't drink as well, so it'd be so annoying to, like, hang out with us.
Imagine
if you
being
don't
someone
drink,
that doesn't,
like,
drink, hanging out with a bunch of nine yachties. I mean, come on, it sounds like a terrible time.
Yeah.
But we hear that there may be tension between you two this season, especially when it comes to Sandy and someone throwing someone under the bus.
Oh, yeah, that was Adam. Oh,
okay.
What happened?
I was downstairs listening to you talking to Sandy about me. I was like, again.
I don't remember that.
That's okay.
Did you make that up just now?
No. Why?
Because now we got tension.
We're sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I'm leaving the room now. Bye-bye.
But do you ever watch the show and you're like, oh my God, I had no idea that was going on?
Oh, I don't watch the show.
Oh, you don't watch the show?
Why?
Just joking. Bad joke. No.
Bad joke. No. So like, I don't watch Bravo. I'm not an idiot.
I mean, because Jax from Vanderpump Rules tells everyone, like, I will not watch it because it's hard for him. So I don't know if maybe that's the
I
same
wouldn't
for
have
you.
Watched it if oh. I was
him this season.
That makes me feel better. Then no, I don't watch that.
Yeah.
I don't understand. How can you not watch if you're on? I would have to watch.
I live in a van.
Oh, okay.
So
it's really just.
I feel like that's your excuse for everything.
It is.
Yeah. I think that he's actually got, like, three houses, but he just chooses to live in the van. So then he's got a great excuse for everything.
Finally,
he
the truth comes out.
But what about you, Hannah? Do you ever watch and you're like, oh my God, that whole time this was going on?
Yeah. Definitely. I think especially last season, because last season there was just, I felt like a lot of snakes. So there was so many storylines that, like, I found out at the end. But then watching it back, I was like, oh my God. Like, you know, like I'd watch, like I'd go walk into a room and Bobby and Bugs are there and suddenly they put the iPad away and I go, oh, that's why you're a bit shady, like, you know, like, or feeling a bit weird when I walked in. And so it is bizarre. And I think the funniest thing is, like, honestly, for myself, and I think I can speak on Adam's behalf, we are so busy. We are so busy the entire charter season that, like, people, like, the deckhands will, like, come in and they'll be like, oh my God, so, like, we were out on deck and, like, Jamie is, like,
like, totally started raining.
Yeah, and they're like,
I got,
like,
wet.
Yeah, or they'll start telling us, like, oh, we were flirting with this, and we're like, can you f off? We're, like, doing service. We don't care. Like, me and Adam don't care about anything that's not going on, basically, with the guests. Like, Adam will kick them out the galley, or I'll be like, I don't want to hear this. I have the guests to deal with. So I think, honestly, when I watch it, I find out all the other storylines except my own.
That makes sense.
Synchronized music.
We were actually just talking about how I finally get to see the front of the house in action. So when she comes running back in the galley, just in in
panic
in
a, or
whatever it may be, just emotional, be like, what the f*** is happening? I have to understand that those guests are insane. Mm. And they are probably screaming at her to some degree, breaking her down every 5 minutes. So I've got to continue to remind myself that and make sure that I'm not overstepping my bounds and being too vocal.
Yeah.
Because she's getting enough vocality outside of my galley.
I think that's like sometimes the, like, you know, Adam is like this season, he was like such a perfectionist with his food and it's amazing. But we just had such crazy charter guests that, like, for me, sometimes I felt like I'd cop it from them and then I'd go into the bridge and I'd cop it from Sandy and then I'd come down and Adam's like, where? And I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm only one person and I can only take so much before you start just, like, it can just wear you down when it's coming from everywhere. And, like, me, I spoke with Adam about that, like, mid-charter season, and he was like, yeah, actually, I kind of get where you're coming from, you know? Especially when we had, like, horrible ones that would pull you up and say horrible things as well, and you're like, wow, that was 5 minutes. Hannah's just done 2 days of that. Yeah, like,
it's wild. It's just crazy the way words can break you down. So introspectively, when you go to watch yourself, you're like, okay, I think I'm gonna tone certain things down in my life.
But
also, you just have nowhere to decompress after a bad day.
No,
I can't imagine.
No such thing.
We want to know about some of the charters we don't get to see. So maybe like the most famous guests you've ever had.
Don't
on
Don't talk about that.
No. None?
No. Nope. I got in big trouble talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't. Really? You shut up.
Never mind. We won't ask about that.
All of our stuff's on, I mean, all my stuff's on, under non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
You don't talk about
that. There's a lot of the, a lot of the yachts you sign NDAs. And, oh, I'm just thinking about La La now from all the Vanderpump Rules stuff we've been talking about. So, yeah. And then, like, honestly, for me, I usually work for private Russians, but I work for, like, mafia arms dealers. So, like, yeah, you don't talk about them.
Yeah.
Because then you end up dead.
Well, please don't go on then.
No.
We like watching you too much.
Thanks. I love it's not like we want you alive. Like, we need you to do another season.
Thanks, girl.
Priorities.
Thank you guys so much. This was great.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm excited. It sounds like it's going to be insane this season.
It is, yeah.
Be sure to tune in.
Adam, Hannah, you're both a delight. Adam, next time make a move.
Ooh. Grace is willing and able.
Yeah.
I'm available.
You know, my rule. Anyone with an IMDb credit.
Oh, right. I don't know.
Top five. Why would I limit myself, Rachel?
Listeners, I don't know if you're aware of Megan's very loose marriage rules. But she's allowed anybody.
I made a vow to Aaron and God. No one who doesn't have an IMDb credit.
Was that in your vows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The priest said it. Yeah.
Very Catholic.
Let's get into this week's Rose and Thorn.
Okay, let's do Rose and Thorn.
My Rose. Oh, there were just so many amazing things said on Roni this week. Slob kebab.
Oh.
How much of an asshole slob kebab do you have to be? This is Dorinda talking about Ramona, which just, like, made me really happy.
We love that phrase.
Yeah, all the time, and it's called people slob kebabs now.
What kind of asshole woman would want to go to Tom's music party? That's what you call a real slob kebab.
Yeah, right.
And then Luann saying, she's using the word FOMO, first of all, as if, like, she's the first person to, like, come up with. She was like, fear of missing out. FOMO. And then also being like, that's what FOMOs do.
Ramona has fear of missing out. She's a FOMO case. Does she place our relationship ahead of her fear of missing out? No, because that's what FOMOs do.
My Rose this week is not actually my story to tell. It's Grace's. But you met a Bravo Daily Dish super fan.
Oh, I did.
Oh, what a great... Good job.
It just came to me.
It was a true Rose. I was at... my friend's housewarming with a bunch of Harvard Law 2Ls.
Were you in Boston?
No, they're here for the summer. Mm. And
Ivy League people.
And I was, on my way out. This was not my first stop of the night. And
oh, you know, it's a real Dorinda over here.
A real Dorinda over here. And this girl,
I don't know what that means,
sinks her hand into my shoulder and says, "Wait, someone told me you work at Bravo." And I did. And she's like, "I love Bravo." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I produce one of their podcasts." And she was like, "Which one?" And I was like, "The Daily Dish." She was like, "Oh my God, I love The Daily Dish."
Ah!
And it was so sweet. And we talked for a while. I think her boyfriend or someone who wanted to take her home was real mad because this girl just wanted to talk about Housewives. I think her name was Libby. She was a treat.
Were you like, oh, in real life, Megan and Rachel are such bitches?
I did not say that. I did take her number to try to get her Watch What Happens Live tickets, which I don't know if I can do, but I'm going to try.
You're making some big promises. Yeah, it's like I barely can get there, Grace.
So sorry, Libby. I think that might have been the booze talking.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun to meet you. It was really cool.
Aww. Did she say, "You're Grace"?
She didn't.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like...
No, but that made me think that I need to...
Talk more. No, I don't think that's... I think you get
maybe more like tweets than I do. So yeah, maybe shut up.
What is your thorn?
My other thorn is the phrase oversupply of milk.
I went and saw the lactation consultant yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, they told me that I have an oversupply of milk.
Cameron.
I mean, the other day I was nursing her and I had my shirt off. And one boob, there was milk just pouring out. Like, Jason could not believe it.
It's like my worst nightmare.
It's such a downer. But my thorn is Michael from Real Housewives of Potomac clearly using a baby as something to hold over Ashley's head.
I hated him this episode.
I know.
Michael and I got into an argument the other day and said that one of the reasons he's having apprehensions about starting a family with me is because he's afraid that I'm going to essentially be like mom.
But they're in Bhutan right now? Bhutan?
That's a place. Bhutan.
Is Bhutan? I don't know if you follow them on Instagram.
You can eat Bhutan. Or Bhutan.
B-H-U-T-A-N.
B-H-U-T-A-N, yeah. Oh. And they're like on this spiritual journey together, like... I think that's where they thrive, is like traveling together. Mm. So they seem like happier than ever. But this pissed me off so much.
Yeah. Can't string on a lady who wants a baby.
Nope.
And then I would just say in general, our rose is always the tweets and Instagram messages we get from all the fans. You guys can reach us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. And I'm at Meg Segura on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Rachie Robb on Twitter and at Suspiciously Small on Instagram. Winter Martinez, I'm not combining them. Just a shout out to her.
What?
My best friend was like, "You really need to solidify your brands." And I was like, "Winter Martinez, go f*** yourself."
I remember when we were first sitting down to this, both of them were Suspiciously Small. And you were like, "No, I should make my Twitter more like my name."
Right. But now I'm like, should I make my Twitter Suspiciously Small? Tweet me. Tell me what you think.
Yeah.
And I am everywhere at @gross_raisin and at your local Bed-Stuy house party, it turns out.
Ooh.
Bye.
Bye.
I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me.